I want to present, if you would stand with me, I want to present one of our dynamic speakers, Reverend Pastor Reverend Paul, coming all the way from, was it Tacoma, Washington? The greater Seattle area. We so thanks for being now. One of the things I really love about Reverend Paul and Reverend June is they had came along, and they had just came along to just be a part of the body here at Living Faith Christian Center and to be a friend to our pastors. And for those of you who may not know, that sometimes that pastor role is a lonely one, and they have friends, but it's very few, because some people have different motives. But having a motive just to come and be a friend and come alongside and work alongside you, it is a truly blessing to have. And so without further ado, we ask for Reverend Paul to come. Amen.
Amen, church. How many realize if it has not been for the Lord? But maybe I might need to say that again. How many of you realize if it had not been for the Lord, where would you be? Father, once again, we thank you. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. God, we thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning. Somebody did not wake up this morning. God, you woke us up to a new morning that was not promised. Life in our bodies. Able to put one foot in front of the other. God, you was able to get us out of bed this morning and repress our way to your sanctuary, to your house of prayer. House of peace, house of refuge. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you watch over our pastor. Oh, God, bless Apostle and Pastor Linda. Oh, God, let them rejoice even more. And we thank you for them. God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to come by and be our invited guests as the praise and worship team. They worship you, and you came in, Lord, and we thank you. And be our invited guest, Lord. Lift up the down heads and mend the broken hearts. God, we thank you for your love and your kindness. And most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus, who has died for our sins so we can have everlasting life. And we thank you. And God, I stand before your people right now. And they are very precious in your sight. Have me go no farther than you have me to go, Lord. Take control of the lips and the tongue as well, Lord. And God, the word that you shared to me, let me share it to your people. And let it penetrate into the hearts of mankind and say yes to your will and yes to your ways. And we thank you. And we give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. Y'all help me out. Do we have children in church today? Amen. Just want to make sure. Amen. Before I go any farther, I truly want to give honor to God on today. Amen. I give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you that's here today. Give honor to Apostle David and Pastor Leonard and their absent, and give honor to Pastor Sam, to all God's people. Amen. Did I say all? Amen. The word all in English means all. The word all in German and Chinese and Japanese means all. So everybody's included in that. Amen. So we just thank God. We thank God. We thank God. I want to echo as well. We want to thank all that helped with the parade yesterday, and amen. And we want to thank each and everyone that came out. I was telling Deacon Smalls and Brother the Faro Amen. They was just waving and with the banner, and they was just, I was like, boy, if they start doing something like electric light, I'm gonna have to jump out this truck and join them. And Sister Porter just have to drive the truck. And amen. But we had a good time yesterday, and we showed the world that you can have fun being saved. You can have fun being saved. A lot of individuals think that you can't have fun being saved. I know when I came back to the Lord, there were some things I couldn't. They say I can't do this and I can't do that and I can't do this. And I'm, what can I do? Amen. Then I got around some down earth Christians, some believers say, oh, we can have fun. And amen. So I thank God that we show those in the community yesterday that you can have fun being saved. Amen. We thank God for our guests that are our visitors that have came in and joined us today. It's not by accident that you are here. Amen. And we thank God as it's shared for our family, our extended family that came up from Oregon. Amen. They came and were very supportive yesterday in the parade as well. Amen. And God bless my wife. Amen. I'm just trying to be obedient up here and respect time as well. But God has a word for us today. God has a word for us today. And if you be so kind to turn to your book of the book of St. John's, we're gonna read several verses. Amen. In 1 John, we're going to start at verse 4. Amen. Bless you. Amen. 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 Let's keep each other in prayer. Amen. Amen. Forgive me. I've been meaning to call Elder Lewis to let him know he's missed in service. Amen, church. You know, look around and see who we know. A lot of the family members went on to celebrate with Apostle David and Pastor Linda. But there's some around that are still here. Just call them and let them know we're thinking about them. Amen? Amen. In the book of St. John's, the first chapter, verse 14, it says this: "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." If you go with me to chapter 14 in the same book, St. John's 14, chapter verse 6. And it says this: "Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." St. John's, the 18th chapter, verse 37. "Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world. That I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." And the last verse is St. John's, the 8th chapter, verse 31. "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Amen. There's a difference between made free and set free. Amen. But today, if you allow me to put a title or a topic that we want to talk about today is this. And the topic and the title is, can you live without the truth? Can you live without the truth? Amen. Oh, it's quiet up in here. can you live without the truth? That's the question before us today. Church, let me start by answering the question for you. And the answer is no. No. But you can exist and strive in error. Back in the day, there was a game show on TV. And this game show was called Truth or Dare. Some of you probably remember it. And most of the contestants chose dare. Because dare was more exiting less defensive than they didn't have to accept the truth. Didn't have to tell the truth. Or they didn't have to face the truth. See, choosing truth requires responsibility and accountability. No more procrastination. Telling things we did or still doing in darkness that will come to the light. Truth requires consequences and reconciliation and repentance. One will have to come out of denial and face the man in the mirror. Choosing and accepting the truth would mean a total change of self-created behavior and a possibility of loss. A loss of self-identity and, amen. Truth could cause major destructions in our lives. So the question still remains, can you live without the truth? People of God, our churches are full of truth and dare members. More willing to challenge the dare than they are to accept the truth. We dare not tell or accept the truth. But yet, we call ourselves disciples and followers of Christ in his teaching. See, just because you're following someone or something does not make us the same who we are following. We need to know where they are going. Before I follow somebody, I got to know where we're going. Where are you going? Amen. And who's leading you? Amen. See, I just want to just follow anybody and everybody. Come on now, church. There's been many news media report where folks was following individuals and they ended up in a bad situation. Come on, church. This is real. And in these last days, come on, church. In the last days, many of those that's in leadership position, in high position, they're going to the wayside. Come on, church. Amen. Wonderful Savior. Yeah. My God, my God, my God. See, our churches are full of false teachers and misleaders by being empty in relationship with Jesus. Why, you ask? Because we refuse to accept the truth. And one thing I appreciate about Apostle David and Pastor Linda and all those that I've seen and heard stand behind this podium, that they are telling you the truth. You ought to be thankful that you have leadership in the church that is following the truth, that is telling you the truth. Come on, church. Amen. In spite of your feelings. I was raised in Pentecostal church, and I was around some elders and some deacons, and they wasn't concerned for my feelings. They was more concerned for my soul. And I thank God for them. I thank God for them. that I had deacons and elders and pastors that was more concerned for my outcome. Come on, church. We ought to put our hands together and give God some praise because we got some good, true leaders here. Amen. And sometimes the truth hurts. Sometimes it hurts. But I promise you, if you take it in and apply it to your life, it's going to do you some good. You know, back in Mississippi, I don't know, maybe they had it in Alabama, maybe in South Carolina, they had this particular medicine. It was nasty. Castor, whatever. What was it? Oh, my God. It healed anything and everything. You didn't need a doctor prescription. It was over. I think they made it in the backyard. I don't know what they did. But they told you, baby, if you just take it in, just let it get on the inside, it would do some good. Come on, show. It was nasty. It tastes nasty. But once it got on the inside and started stirring up on the inside, it did some good. And that's the same when it comes to the truth. When somebody gave you the truth. Oh, sometimes it might be sour and bitter, but when you put it on the inside, it does something on the inside that will expose itself on the outside. Come on, church. Somebody talk to me today. I feel like preaching now. I feel like I hear my help's coming on right now. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. So get the truth on the inside. Wonderful Savior. My God, my God, my God. Who? Jesus. Jesus. See, to accept the truth, there is a requirement. And the requirement is called obedience. Obedience. See, once you decide to follow the truth, one must remain in God's word. Some of us want to walk with Christ, but not live for him. Maybe I need to say that again. Some of us, we want to walk with Christ, but we don't want to live for him. As we abide and continue in the word of God, we learn the truth. Not only the truth about God, we also learn the truth about ourselves and others. Somebody say amen. So, if the truth be told, we don't want to know the truth. And the rest of us is trying to forget it. See, people of God, the truth makes us free from the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual and bondage. Somebody say amen. Amen. The truth is what we seem to have issues with. The truth is a mirror that shows us and God our sins and our spiritual condition. We cannot know the truth or this kind of truth in theory. We must experience the crucifixion of the cross and Jesus, the risen Savior. If we want to know the truth, we must be discipling and holding firm to Jesus' teaching and applying his word to our lives daily. Somebody say amen. Amen. And in closing, in our personal relationship with Jesus, we will learn the way of God. The truth puts our existence in perspective. An eternal life that is to be lived here and now and forevermore. Even more in holiness and righteousness as a standard of our lives. Amen. Amen. That's the truth, people of God. We have to have a standard, a lifestyle that is pleasing unto God. Amen. Wonderful Savior. And that is to live a life of holiness. Not that we are righteous, but live a life that is that what God's standard said that we ought to live. Right. Not the world, but the world says. Amen, church. Amen. Wonderful Savior. Jesus said, he is the way, the truth, and the life. The truth is not what we think or how we think or what we feel or how we feel. The truth is God's word, and as we come to know the truth, it will make us free based on the action of the truth. Wonderful Savior. I thank God, I thank God, I thank God that I came to my senses when I was out and about. I came to my senses at the prodigal son, and I realized that home with the Father was much better. Was much better. That's the truth of the matter. As I look back over the years of walking with Christ, I thank God, I thank God, I thank God. Because the truth of the matter, if I would continue on the path that I was walking, it's a good possibility I would be right where my homeboys was today, 6 feet under. But I thank God for his love. I thank God for my mother sharing me about the truth. I thank God that I came to my senses, Brother Larry, and met it in the midnight hour, going through some situations, going through some things, and the truth met me. See, one thing about the truth will expose you. It will expose you. And then therefore you have to deal whatever whatever you're dealt with. I looked in the mirror and I did not like the person that I seen. I looked in the mirror, Brother Corey, and I seen that I was not the person that God had called me to be. I looked in the mirror and I realized the life that I was, the path that I was going down was not the path that, come on, church. But the truth allowed me to walk that path in with grace and mercy upon me. That he got me through. He brought me into this point in my life where he knew that my past did not dictate my future. That's the truth of the matter. But my past has a testimony for you. What God can do in your life. Come on, church. Come on, church. So I thank God for the truth. I come by today. The truth tells us. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would not have told you. I come by today to tell you that Jesus tells us, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. That where I am, that you may be also. Pastor Sam was sharing about the two individuals on the cross. Amen. I don't know about you, but one day, I'm going to be among with the truth as I walk this life down here with the truth. Come on, church. Wonderful Savior. And where I go, you know. And the way, you know. Church, I come by today to tell you. Jesus, the truth, said to Thomas and to us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I come by today to tell you, church, that he's coming back one day for a church having not a spot or wrinkle or any such thing that it should be holy without blemish. For the Lord himself said to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. So can you live without the truth? Church, I come by today to tell you one day, I'm going to look, you're going to look for me. And I'm going to be heaven bound. One day I'm going to be among with the saints in heaven. One day in heaven is going to be, every day is going to be Sunday. There's going to not be no more Mondays and no more Tuesdays, no more Wednesday, Thursday, or Fridays, or Saturday. But one day, every day is going to be holy, holy, holy. Amen. And the last scripture I want to share is this. John 1:17. John 1:17. If somebody has that, read that for me. John 1:17. Wonderful Savior. Amen. Thank you. In other words, Moses' ministry was taught under law. Amen. But Jesus' ministry taught grace and truth. Amen. So as I ask, can you live without the truth? Amen. You that are tech savvy, you know, cell phones, you can live without your cell phone. Oh, I knew I was going to get somebody's back pocket on that one. I know, as I'm out in the community, I look around, I observe things, and I see a lot of, when it comes to cell phones, if we was able to put a basket up here, and say, everybody throw your cell phone in here for a good week. Yeah, just give up your cell phone for a week. Maybe a day. Some of y'all will lose your minds. Oh, preacher, I can't go without my cell phone. I got to have my cell phone. You can live without your cell phone. That's the truth. That's the truth. You can still breathe. You survive without it in here during the service. Some of you have the electronic Bibles, amen. So they have their purpose. Don't get me wrong. They have their purpose. You know, I have a cell phone, but my wife knows, hello, how you doing? Okay, amen, goodbye. I know my phone takes picture. My phone can take pictures and things of that nature. It can do so much more, Deke. That's just not me. I use it for hello, amen. I might have to look, but that's about it. But I know I can live without my cell phone. And there's a lot of things I can live without also. But one thing for sure, I cannot live without the truth. We need him. If it wasn't for the truth, as the scripture said, I am the truth, the light and the way. Amen. Well, maybe there's somebody in the sound of my voice that's probably walked away from the truth. We're standing. Maybe there's somebody that do not know Jesus Christ in pardon of your sins. And today you want to rededicate your life back to Christ. Back to the truth. Amen. As the scripture said, the only way to get to the Father is through the truth, Jesus Christ. That's the truth of the matter. You can't buy no ticket. Amen. This old song is not for sale. So maybe there's somebody in the sound of my voice that do not know the truth and do have not accepted Christ in your life. We can come and we can pray for you. Amen. Maybe there's somebody in the sound of my voice and you walked away from the truth and, amen, you're starting to lean more to the world and you want to say, Lord, here I am. Here I am. help me to hold close and cling to the truth. And we can pray for you. Amen. Maybe there's someone that just desired just to, you have a prayer request. Amen. And you want prayer. Come and we can pray for you. We have elders and ministers that can come and lay hands and pray for you. Amen. Maybe some of you are, maybe there's somebody that, you know, you're about to throw in the towel. You're getting tired. You're getting tired. And, you know, things in this world just wearing you out, wearing you down. And you say, oh, God, you know, I'm about to give up. Come, 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 come. We can pray for you. And you can help the Lord be your strength. Amen. Amen. Maybe you know somebody that needs prayer and you want to intercede for them. Come. We can pray with you and for them. Amen. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. Amen. Amen. Wonderful Savior. Children, bring the children up to the altar. Bring all the children to the altar. We want to pray. We want to pray for the children. Amen. As they go out, of the home and they go to school, we want to make sure we pray that they come back home safe. And we, as they go, they're protected. Amen. 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 Some of these kids, some of the children may, amen, some of the children may have tests that they need to take. We want to pray that God give them to be able to contain the knowledge, to be able to pass the tests. Amen. Wonderful. We thank God. We thank God for the children. Amen. Beautiful. Wonderful Savior. Where's the elders at? Elders, just elders and mothers, let's get behind these children and let's lay hands on them. Amen. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. 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 My God, my God, my God, my God. Jesus. Father, once again, we love you. God, we thank you for these children that has come today. That has come to the altar, Lord. God, we pray for them. We pray for them, Father, that you wrap your arms around them. Allow no harm or danger come against them. God, in the name of Jesus, protect them, Lord. Protect them from any harm or danger. In the name of Jesus. God, you watch over them. You protect them. You protect them, Father. In the name of Jesus, you protect them, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, wonderful Savior. Jesus, Jesus, you say, suffer not the children to come unto you, Lord. And God, we're praying for them. Some of them are having may have some tests that they have to pass the test. Give them the knowledge to be able to contain the passing, the answer for the passing grade. In the name of Jesus, Lord. God, we thank you for them. God, who? Yes. 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 Open up doors for them. Yes. Yes, open up the doors for them. God, as the doors are open, God, you walk through the doors first. You walk through the doors first, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, my God, my God, we give you all the praise and all the glory. God, these are our future leaders, Lord. They are our future leaders, Lord. Yes, Lord. Give them the boldness that they need, they're going to need, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and have your way. And God, some come up today. God, they come up. You know the need, Father. You know, Father. You know, Father. You know, Father. You know, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, you are our strength. You are everything. Yes, Lord. Even in the midnight hour, you sit up with us, Lord. You protect us. Even in the midnight hour, Lord. Oh, you are God that does not sleep. God, you meditate. We meditate on you, God. God, you massage our hearts. God, you give peace to our minds. God, you hear our cries. God, you sit with us. and you let us know everything is going to be all right. God, you let us know that you have not forgotten about us. You have not abandoned us. You say in your word that you will always be with us. And God, we thank you. It seems like we've been abandoned, but God, you have always stayed with us. You walk with us. You talk with us. Oh, my God, you listen to us. And we thank you. We thank you for your love and your strength. Thank you for your understanding. Thank you for listening to us. Mm. Yes. Yes. Thank you for listening to us. Yes. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. Yes, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. And God, we pray for those who had the desire to come but did not come. We pray that you be their strength. Keep tugging at the hearts, Lord. Keep tugging at the insides. Stir up the insides. Oh, stir it up, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lift up the down heads and mend the broken hearts. And we say yes to your will. Yes to your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you, each and every one of you. Amen. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. I pray that